Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Welcome to another episode of The Laundry Hour. I'm so happy you guys are here. My name's Jamie. If you are new, I'm so happy you would even tune in and see spending a few moments with me as something desirable. I hope that this podcast meets or exceeds your expectations, but most importantly, I hope it pulls you closer to Jesus. So we have been doing a Love God series for the last couple of weeks. We've talked about loving the Lord with all of our heart. We've talked about loving Him with all of our soul and loving Him with all of our strength, but really His strength. And so today's episode is called If You Love Me. And I want to kind of talk about one of the really big paradoxes in the Christian world. I feel like our whole experience going from earthly things to heavenly things like just flips everything on their head. Like heavenly realities are for the most part all opposite of earthly ones. And this one's no different. So I started thinking about John 14:15 that says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And so what are those commandments? To love God and love others. We see those, of course, in the Gospels, but we also see it in James 2:8, which specifically talks about loving others. And then Deuteronomy 11:13 that actually says, which is so interesting, like, if you'll keep my commandments, which is to love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul. So it defines loving God as keeping His commandments and keeping His commandments as loving God. But then I wanted to bring up three verses. 1 Samuel 15:22 talks about how obedience is better than sacrifice. So we know that the Lord has commanded sacrifices in the Old Testament. But He said that obedience is better than sacrifice. Galatians 1:10 says, it talks about how pleasing God is more important than pleasing man. God's approval is more important than man's approval. Okay. Matthew 15:3, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and He's basically saying, like, you choose the traditions of man over the commandments of God. Okay. Now, God instituting sacrifices was not a manly tradition, nor was it a pleasing man ideal, but it's very interesting how something God created turned into a thing that we do, then we want to get pleased by others so that they see us doing that thing, and then even out of good intentions, we have created other traditions to go along with the things that God has created. But we don't remember why we made them, and now we just follow the traditions rather than what God has called. And then we've gotten completely far away from what the Lord has really asked us to do, which is to love Him and to love others. You know, like, we've gotten so into, I've got to obey the law, that we've forgotten that the Lord is like, no, like, I want you to obey me. I want you to love me. It's about me, He says. So, yes, at the end of the day, we are to obey God's commands. Like, that is true. But it's because of our love for Him that we do so. And it's not just because we're doing actions that He's asked us to do, but a heart that desires to obey and please God. Like 1 Samuel 15:22, obedience is better than sacrifice. The action of a sacrifice is not what God asked. And we can see that even before He even asked for it. When we look back at Cain and Abel, they both brought something to the Lord. Abel brought his first fruits. Cain just brought something. It wasn't about the action. It was about the heart behind what they did and who it was for. And so that's where Galatians 1:10 comes in. Are we seeking man's approval? Are we seeking God's approval? Are we seeking our own approval? Are we seeking to please the Lord? Like, why are we doing what we're doing? Are we doing what he's asked of us? Or are we just doing something we want to do or something we think will please him? Going back to Matthew 15:3, like, is this a commandment of God or is this a tradition of man? Even made out of good intentions, God doesn't just want good intentions. Like, he wants obedience better than sacrifice. He wants us at the end of the day to love him and love other people. So here are some other verses that'll continue to support this paradox. Matthew 7:21-24, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom." Then he talks about people that say, "Well, I did this in your name, I did this in your name, I did this in your name." And Jesus will say to them, "Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness, unrighteousness, or sin." Okay, wait a second. That specific verse talks about how they cast out demons in your name and prophesied in your name. How did they become workers of sin? How do they become people you don't know? Because they believed that sacrifice was better than obedience. They believed that doing the things was better than obeying the Lord and knowing the Lord and loving the Lord. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 13 at the beginning, before it talks about how love is patient and love is kind. It says, "If I have not love, I am a clanging cymbal." So those people, my assumption is, they did not have love for God or others while they were doing all those things. So they were clanging cymbals that the Lord didn't know or want to know. And they didn't want to know the Lord. They just wanted to do the cool things that the Lord offered, right? Sometimes we want the cool things that the Lord offers without actually wanting him. He knows that. Isaiah 29:13 talks about how we honor God with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. And 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "The Lord looks at the heart. Man may look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord knows what is inside our heart." He knows that our heart is a heart of love or obedience, a heart that is seeking to please him and gain his approval. But he also knows if our heart is just doing the thing because we assume we are going to get something from God, get the blessing, get the good life, get the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can perform really cool things. Or like the Pharisees, get the good seat in the synagogue. Have everybody look at you like you're this holy person. Is that the point? I hope not. Romans 2:25-29, I'd encourage you to go read it. It talks about circumcision. He talks about if the Jew is circumcised, if the Greek is circumcised. At the end of it, Paul basically says it doesn't matter if you are physically circumcised or not, because a real Jew is one that is circumcised in the heart by the Spirit. That person obeys the Lord. And so that speaks to us today. If we're like, we need to be circumcised. No. Well, yes, you do. Not physically, but in your heart. By the Spirit. So not physically by man. Now, the physical circumcision by man was a command from the Lord, an outward representation to reflect an inward reality. But it was always about the inward reality. But eventually down the line, it became just about the outward reality because people forgot why they were doing the thing they were doing. Which brings me back to my word for the year, which is remember, lest we forget why we've begun to do these commands And we have missed the whole point of what you've asked of us, because what you've asked of us is to love you and to love the Lord. So here's how it all begins. A circumcised heart by the Spirit. Ezekiel 11, 19 through 20. Here's God's promise to the people of Israel and to us. He said, "And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Why? That they may walk in my statutes and keep my rules and obey them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God." We cannot obey God's commands perfectly. We know that. And that's why we needed Jesus. He obeyed them perfectly for us. He loved the Lord. He loved his neighbor on our behalf. And now, through the Spirit, we've been given new hearts that can actually love God and actually obey him. Okay? So before the Spirit, we couldn't really do that. We couldn't obey. And that's why people were looking forward to the Messiah so much. Most of them. That's why they were looking forward to the Messiah so much and trusting in the Yahweh they understood, not just the law that he gave them. You know, like, I think it's easy for us to trust in the law because we think the law is going to provide us something, but it doesn't. Well, it provides us knowledge of who God is. It provides us knowledge of our sin. It provides us knowledge that we need a savior, you know, but it itself doesn't provide us with the life that we're looking for. Jesus even says that, like, you look in the law, like, it's going to give you eternal life when I, Jesus, am the one. I am the one that gives you eternal life. I am the one that makes it possible for you to actually obey the law and see it for how good it is. So similar to how we can't love the Lord with all our strength, even now we can't even really love the Lord in our own heart. You know, like, we need a new heart from God. We need one that's circumcised by a spirit. We need one that is of flesh rather than stone, right? Because a stone heart can't do anything. It can't love anything, anyone. It can't even beat blood into the body. But a heart of flesh is real. It beats. It pumps. It works. It feels. It can put its affections toward the Lord. It actually can, you know? That's the kind of heart we need. And so my question today is, has the Lord given you a new heart? Or are you trying to love him out of your own heart of stone? We can assume all day long, unfortunately, that if we grew up in church or we read our Bible or we said a prayer a long time ago, or that we just identified with being Christian because our family is Christian, that we are a Christian. And that's not true. Unfortunately, that is not true. But fortunately, if you are hearing me and that is you, today can be the day where you ask the Lord, "I need a new heart. Like, I cannot obey your commands. Like, I can't. I don't know how to love you. I don't know how to love my neighbor. I don't know how to seek your will above my own, obey you over me, seek your approval over man's. I don't know how to do that. And if I continue trying in myself, I am never going to be satisfied. I'm never going to be pleasing to you. And I am never going to go to heaven. But if I put my trust in Jesus and what he has done on my behalf and ask for a new heart, then I can love and obey you because of him at work in me." And if that is you today, I don't have a fancy prayer that I want you to pray. I just want you to tell the Lord your heart, you know, and ask him for his help. Ask him for a new heart that loves him and obeys him. And of course, you can email me that you did that, because that'd be awesome, because I definitely will want to come alongside you then. Not like I don't want to now, but I really would then. Because we need help. Because we go from an earthly reality to a heavenly one, and we need to know, you know, how do I live now in that new reality? Because it's very different. And if you have been a believer for a long time, but what I'm saying to you is like fresh new stuff that you feel like you've never heard, it's okay. That's just the Holy Spirit moving in your heart and your life. That's just Him bringing you to deeper levels. So you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, I've never been saved, or oh my gosh, like, what have I been doing? And in some ways, I don't want to stop holy grief over sin, but I also don't want you to, if you are a believer, to question your salvation. I just want you to know that we continue to grow deeper and closer as we walk with Him. So hear this and be grateful that you've heard the Lord speak to you through His word, wherever you sit. And then ask Him just for a heart to love Him and obey Him. And then walk in that wonderful place of knowing that you're His. He loves you. You love Him. And you're finally walking in relationship like you were created for. Can I pray over you? Father, you are very kind that you would give us your word, your spirit, your presence, that you would also give us other believers to speak to us and encourage us and point us back to you. Because a life where we keep trying to obey the law or your commands by our works and our strength, where we're continually trying harder, will never get us to you. That is what your whole word is about. Your whole word is all about, you cannot obey my laws. But that's why I sent my son. Trust in him. Believe in him. Get a new heart. Get a new spirit. And now you can love me and love others. That is the good news. And so we're grateful that you have seen us worthy and precious enough to share it with us. Help us to believe it wherever we are in our walks with you in our life. Whether this is the first time we've ever believed in you, or if we've been believing in you for a while, it doesn't really matter, because we're called to believe you every day. So whatever is blocking us from believing in your work over ours, please open our eyes to that we may lay that down at the cross and not pick it up again. Because I know for me, I like to believe in my own work with my children, with my husband, with other women, rather than trusting in yours. So we need your help, because this is not just a one-time situation. This is a everyday laying down, trying to accomplish things in myself, and believing that you've already accomplished it. And then living from a place where I'm already loved. And now saying, I just want to love you back, Jesus. I just want to love you back, Father. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? And being obedient. You know, children that just want to please our Father. Like, that is the goal for who we want to be. Obedient children that just want to please you, just want you to be happy with me. I know that you already are, but again, that's our desire. We just want you to be happy with us, because we love you so much. We want to see that smile on your face because of us. So we just thank you for today, and we love you, and we're grateful for another opportunity to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you love today's episode, please subscribe. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I would love to hear what you have to say. I totally messed that up again. Like, I think I need to go back and look at them because clearly I don't remember. So if you liked it, I hope you would subscribe. If you loved it, I hope you would share it. If you gotta have it, I hope you write a review because I truly would love what you have to say, to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, let's tune in next week because we're gonna actually start studying loving others. So obviously, we haven't finished what it means to love God, but I don't want to be more specific on things because then we can, you know, be like, okay, well, that's what I've been told to do. Now let me do that thing. I want to say the Lord has said, love me with your heart, your soul, your strength, and then love me like because you want to. Basically, that was kind of today's episode, like because you want to love me. You know, don't just do things out of your heart, out of your lips, or out of your hands. You know, like, do them from a heart that loves me. And how do we do that? With a new heart. So that's basically today's episode. But, so I don't want to be too specific because specificity can sometimes, you know, get us off track. But I hope that this was a really great intro to what it looks like to love the Lord. And next week we will talk about loving others, loving our neighbor, loving one another. But until then, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.